In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen. Since Pentecost, intermittently we've been covering the fruits of the Spirit. I say intermittent because we've taken so many detours for various events and whatnot. But we've covered joy and peace, patience and kindness, and goodness. And today I'd like to reflect on the next one, which is faithfulness. Faithfulness as a fruit of the Spirit. Faithfulness as a gift from God. And when we think of faithfulness in that context, we have to consider at least two levels. One of which is who we have faith in. And the other level is then being faithful to them. Being faithful to the one we have faith in. And while these two things are related, they're not quite the same thing. It's one thing to have faith in someone else, it's another thing for us to be faithful to that one. Who we have faith in as Christian believers is, of course, God, our Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We believe in Him, we put faith in Him. And faithfulness in God means not just that we believe that God is there. It's not enough to say God exists. It's not faithfulness to say that I believe that there is a God out there somewhere. No, faithfulness means we put our faith in Him. It means we put our trust and our hope in Him no matter what. You know, maybe you remember when we talked about joy as opposed to just earthly happiness. Too often happiness depends on outside circumstances. Joy as a fruit of the Spirit is constant thread. Joy is a state of heart through thick and thin. And I think the same can be said of faith in God. Faithfulness in God is not only for the good times. You know, in our epistle reading today, Paul talks about this thorn in his flesh. He said three times he begged God that it would be taken away. We're not really told what that was, what this suffering of his was. And three times God said, "My grace is sufficient for you." You know, Paul didn't lose his faith because of this thorn in his flesh that God wouldn't take away. If anything, it made his faith in God stronger. Near the end of World War II, Allied forces were pushing their way through France. They would go through various farms and homes looking for snipers, looking for Nazi soldiers. And at one abandoned farmhouse that had been reduced to rubble, they found a Star of David scratched onto a wall, obviously by a Jewish family that had been taken captive. Underneath the star were these words: "I believe in the sun, even when it doesn't shine. I believe in God, even when He is silent." It's amazing words for someone who was facing what they were facing. Faith in God as a fruit of the Spirit takes us through the most difficult and darkest stretches of life. And then from faithfulness in God, we have to ask ourselves, then, are we faithful to God? Are we faithful to that faith in Him? There's an interesting gospel lesson today. Jesus is teaching, and His mother and His family, His relatives, come and they want to see Him. But it's too crowded for them to get into the house. And so someone tells Jesus that your mother and your family are here. And His response is that He says, "My mother and my brothers are those that hear the word of God and do it." In other words, my mother and my brothers are those that are faithful to the word they hear. Now, this isn't to downplay or deny His mother or His relatives or anything. This is to turn our focus for what it means to be the family of God. It's to turn our direction of conversation. If we're going to be the family of Jesus Christ, the family of God our Father and His Holy Spirit, it's not enough to just hear, but we have to also do. We have to not only have faith in God, but be faithful to God in what we do. The family of God are those who hear and do the word of God. I want to share a story my mom told me when I was young, first getting my driver's license, about when she first got hers. You know, she got hers in the late 50s. You know, the drive-in hamburger stands were all the rage back then. And when she first got her driver's license, she asked her parents to borrow the car to take her friends out. And her dad said, "Yes, you may," and then gave her a reminder. He said to her, "Karen, remember, you're a Peterson. I know it, you know it, and all our neighbors know it. In other words, what you do reflects on your family. Now, my mom loved her parents and loved her family. That was without question. But when she got behind the wheel with her friends, would she be faithful to the family name? That's what Grandpa was trying to instill in her. Are you going to be faithful to the family name? It's one thing to love your family. It's another thing to be faithful to them. And therefore, faithfulness as a fruit of the Spirit is more than just believing God is out there somewhere. In fact, it's more than just putting our faith in Him, our trust in Him, and our hope in Him. Faithfulness as a fruit of the Spirit is also to Him. You know, Jesus said His family are those who hear the word of God and do it. If faithfulness to a family is important to a new teenage driver, brothers and sisters, how much more important is faithfulness to God in His family when we're out in the world? You know, the fruits of the Spirit are God's core gifts to us. And faithfulness as a fruit of that Spirit has to be part of it. And as part of it, we have to remember it has both levels. The God we have faith in and our being faithful to Him. Amen.